South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelo with the morning team, and it's time now to check in with our tech guy, David Snell from AxSmart IT in Wareham. He joins us every week at this time. David, good morning to you.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, David, we're going to talk about a disturbing trend. I know this is something you have touched upon in the past, I think with a personal story, but mail theft is on the rise in Massachusetts. This is not what we want to see.
No, it's not. Especially this time of year when so many people send gifts by mail, whether it's a check or sometimes folks send cash. This is one of the problems that we have. And you're right. This did affect me personally when we had mail stolen from our rural mailbox, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Put the flag up and found out that we have a little alarm in it to know when the mailman comes. At 9 o'clock at night, my mailbox was opened, and the mail that I had two checks, mailing payments from the office, that were stolen. So
the hassle
is getting all those accounts closed, getting everything reset so that it's billed properly, and getting a new checking account open. It was a couple of days of work. But lately, it's been happening a lot more to folks, and unfortunately, many of them don't realize it's for well over a month or two. When some of their creditors start saying, how come you're so far behind on your payments? And they say, well, no, I mailed a check 2 months ago. Well, it never got there. So the mail thieves are, aside from attacking mail or postal carriers for their mailbox keys and then attacking the blue mailboxes that are all around the country, they're now going into parks and housing developments where they have all the mailboxes in one big box at the entrance. Mm-hmm. And they're breaking into those boxes, stealing all the mail that's in there.
Wow. Wow. I wonder, I don't know why we're seeing the trend. I suppose that's an article for criminal experts, because this is, it's a serious thing. And I know it's been disturbing to hear about mail theft, but also I've been disturbed, David, as I'm sure you are, most of the people listening, are attacks on mail carriers. It was something I feel that was unheard of for the most part, at least around here, to hear about this. And I'm not sure why it would be happening more and more. But this, you know, this is a federal crime.
Yes, it's because of mail carriers. Most of them have what's called the star key to get into a mailbox. And you're right, this probably hasn't happened since the Pony Express, when they used to get the mail in.
Yeah.
But at this point in time, the Postal Service is replacing all the blue mailboxes with a more secure box. They're changing out the locks and trying to get this taken care of. There's not a lot they can do about the mail carriers, unfortunately, because there's just people lying in wait for them to walk along their route. You couldn't have someone watching them all day long while they're delivering mail. So that's another thing they're going to have to work on.
Maybe instead of the dogs attacking mail carriers will now carry attack dogs, and they'll just run out of the post office truck.
Exactly. So, you know, this is a federal offense, and people still do it. So if they get caught, they're going to go to prison.
But, yeah, I hope for a long time.
Yeah. It'd take a lot less sweat on most of us wondering where our checks went and how they're washing. They actually wash these checks for the chemical, and they changed the pay to and the amount. A woman in Massachusetts found that they took $10,000 for her account.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, now, I guess, you know, this would make more people want to do things online. I know there are people that have been scared that love mailing old-fashioned checks, because, you know, it's been something. I mean, I was in that category as well, David, because I'm very familiar. I'm just used to it. I keep getting checkbooks and writing the checks and sending it in the mail. Doing it online might be a better option. I hate to force people into that option, and it's not like I've had a check washed, but it's something definitely to consider, or it might make you rethink what you do.
Yeah, Rob, I'm the same way. I always write checks, but I'm leaning more towards paying everything online now just because of this. Because, well, I won't put my mail in my mailbox, excuse me, or a blue box, because I'm concerned. So I have to make a special trip inside the post office to mail my checks now, which it's a lot of time and effort that I can probably just change all of this to pay online and not have to worry about that. Then we'll just worry about our credit cards getting stolen. But, you know, we have some security for that, too. So,
oh, man. Wow. Okay. So mail theft on the rise, and as we've heard, and I know you have talked about the stories with this check stealing, this has definitely become, I feel, you probably know someone that has had it happen to them now, because it seems like there's been more and more stories that I've read of this happening.
Yeah, and it's being more prevalent. And now with the holidays coming, as I said, they're going to be stealing even more mail to see what they can get now. So we've all got to be careful. We have to try to protect ourselves. And perhaps if we stop sending checks in the mail, this crime will stop or slow down anyway.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you said the Postal Service put together some tips for keeping your mail secure. So, I mean, what are some of the ones? Did you want to touch upon any of those?
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing they say is to consider getting a post office box, or at least have a mailbox that needs a key to retrieve the mail, to get the mail out. You can't lock it so the mailman can't put mail in it, but you need to be able to lock it so no one else can open it. Never leave your mail in your mailbox overnight. Bring your outgoing mail, especially items that have personal information inside, to a post office. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you do notice that mail was stolen, you need to notify the police and the post office, and, of course, your bank. And then, just two more things. You monitor your bank accounts, and then you shred your mail before putting it in the trash. So you get all these, many of us get credit card applications and all sorts of mail that has personal information on it.
Yeah.
And if you're not filing it, you're probably throwing it away, so you should shred it before you throw it away.
All right. Some good tips, things to be concerned about, especially with any kind of thing that you use when you mail something, whether it be a bill or some other, just something that's very personal in nature. Mail theft on the rise in Massachusetts. And we want to make sure that everybody stays safe. So David's got the list of items there and more on his blog. Right, David?
Absolutely. Everyone should share this with their family and friends, especially the older folks like us, Rob, that still write checks. And they can find all the information.
I know. But I am old now. I feel like it.
Yeah, we're both old males. So
yeah.
Anyway.
There we go. Hey-o.
So, so you find all information on my blog. Go to actsmartit.com. And check the blog link.
All right, David Snell, Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, you, Pam, the rest of your family have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. All the best.
You and your family and all the team at WAGD as well, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you, David. David Snell, actsmartit.com, actsmartit.com.